I'm pretty sure Lee Greenwood does get the Coast Guard in there at some point in that song, doesn't he? I know it's not in that little clip right there, but he covered his bases when he wrote that song. He got Coast Guard in there. We'll have to re-put that clip to get that one in there. So Coast Guard guys like Mike, who's operating the board, doesn't get his feathers up in a ruffle.
I've got three different clips with different ones of them in there. I'm not sure if I caught one with the Coast Guard, but I know he's got nine total. He covers like a
nine
bunch
service.
Of all of them. Yeah, different branches. I'm not sure how specific he gets, but I don't think I have the one with the Coast Guard on here though. So,
but that is in the song, and I'm sure you can find it on iTunes or anywhere. That was Lee Greenwood bringing back our intro music for the 9 o'clock hour on a Memorial Weekend broadcast. We're joined in studio today with Jennifer. We've got a lot of great things to cover that we'll be covering from the National Hardware Show, which was a lot of fun. We've got Stan Zumbrennan, director of our homeowner relations, and a lot of people are familiar with him off the air and also occasionally on air.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad you're joining us.
Thank you very much.
We had a request this week from somebody that said, you have to stay with Rosie in the house till you're 90.
We got a call from a gentleman, you know, good old Phil, lived over in Mesa, and he had some problems with a banjo countertop in his bathroom, and a little banjo arm is kind of an extension of the countertop, leads over the toilet, and it was crowding his attempt to fix the toilet. And he said, how do I get rid of this thing? And I said, well, I'm going to be down south. I'll stop at your house when I'm headed back north, and we'll whack it off. So I did, and he was very appreciative. So,
will Nancy let you stay till you're 90? Or she's got, you know, she says yes.
Well,
Nancy, very excitedly shaking her head, yes. And you could talk to Stan's wife, Nancy, by calling 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. She'll get your information. She's our call screener for this weekend. And Mike, you heard earlier, running the board, we appreciate everyone's work. And of course, all of our operators at each of our affiliate, no matter where in the great state of Arizona you are listening to us on, for helping make every Saturday a successful broadcast. Now, in its 26-year broadcasting, it is the Rosie on the House Show, and today it is our Made in America broadcast. We have a gentleman we'll be interviewing coming up in about a half hour from New York, outside of Buffalo. And he has the Made in America store. When he opened, I'll let him tell all the details, but his inventory has percent-wise gone in from the hundreds into the thousands of what he offers. Not a lot that you plug in. No electronics, because there's not any manufacturer or many in America left. So most of it is hand tools or clothing.
Kitchen supplies, toys, health and beauty. He's got lots of, on his website, he has lots of categories. Oh. He's got 6,500 products. But it is an inspiring story, and a humble man, and very fun to listen to. So
we'll let him come in and share his story along with the great American products you can find at his website. Speaking of American products, and we'll cover this a lot, because there was a special Made in America Grant Day at the National Hardware Show. It was Wednesday. He was actually one of the opening speakers for that day. And a couple years ago, we did a American-made broadcast here at Rosie on the House and put together a resource guide. So now, we now have him and a couple other links that we found at rosieonthehouse.com, and the best of on the right-hand side. You'll find two important links that we'll be talking about today. Where can I find American-made products? And then also our 2014 National Hardware Show a review, as long as taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Starting off with, and some of these you'll find at both places. Now, you won't find these individual products on the Made in America page, because that's really where you can go buy them. So when you go to there, then you will come back to a lot of these products you hear us talking about today. But we have asphalt. I was actually quite, I know asphalt doesn't sound like a very exciting topic, but we found two asphalt patch products. Have you ever seen an asphalt patch before?
Yes, sir.
Were you happy with it?
Never.
Never.
They don't last. They pop back out.
They're ugly.
Yeah, they're ugly.
And something that we ran into when we were working on a church in Nutrioso, you're at such a high elevation, even though it's not hot out, the intenseness from the sun softened it so bad, they had to rip out all the asphalt because it was so warm. High heels.
would penetrate
were punching
it?
Through it. Oh, so the ladies were breaking their ankles, not their ankles, but their ankles, breaking their shoes. So they actually had to rip out all the asphalt.
Oh my gosh.
Because it was so warm. But there's two that we found, Road Rescue Asphalt. And then there's HTAS, Product Repair. Two different ones. If you scroll down to the Concrete and Asphalt Resources, both the links are there. They come in, and it's extremely easy to use in both applications. Both of them cover between 5 and 7 square feet. Mm-hmm. They come in a bag. You sweep, you apply, you wet, you level. I mean, it's that easy.
Well, because the cold patch asphalt you can get is really, you know, Band-Aid on a heart attack product. I think it's really it's hard to do a good asphalt patch.
It really is. But whatever it is with both of these new products and the fibers that they have in it and the water application, I don't know if there's an additional epoxy that they've added to it. Hmm. But the demos and their testing was enough for me to take note of it because, like you said, you see it everywhere. And when you're driving down any asphalt road in Arizona that's been down more than 3 days, you're going to find a bump or an uneven wave or something around a manhole. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, you see all the black lines where they've tried to hot tar it together. 2 weeks later, you see cracks through those lines. I mean, it's a constant maintenance product. But this is supposed to be 3 times stronger and actually work as an indefinite patch for the remainder of the life of that asphalt.
Well, yeah, there's an awful lot of asphalt driveways here in the valley, too, that would be very beneficial for homeowner patches, you know.
Well, and not just the valley, but Tucson. There's few concrete curbings, and it's all done with asphalt. It's mm-hmm. a great product for southern Arizona.
Interesting.
For northern Arizona, switching completely different gears, there was... Let me scroll to it here. It's a tread tracking that it rolls up very nice. So if you've ever come out on a nice morning where you've got beautiful white patch of snow a couple inches deep,
yeah.
Well, you got to sit there and shovel it out before you can move your vehicle out of the garage. Well, you open the garage, you take these track rollers, it goes right on top of the snow, and you can put it to the street and get right out. You know, if you've got a street sweeper that comes by,
yeah.
a snow, what do you call it?
Snow plow?
Snow plow that comes by, and you've got clean, this will get you to the street without having to shovel. It's snow treads.
You know, when I told people what I was doing that week, going to Vegas for the hardware show, they're like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. You know, but I have to tell you, it was really inspiring. Really made you proud to be an American. For one thing, it was a Made in America showcase. I mean, they really highlighted that feature of the show, but also just the innovation, you know, just all the new ideas. If somebody has an idea, they can act on that.
Isn't that the cool?
It's so cool. And all the ideas and everybody going, why didn't I think of that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why
mm-hmm.
didn't I think of that? So.
And thinking of that, there is a new product out called Fast. Well, I'm not going to cover it. I'm going to let the inventor cover it, Mr. Spencer Quinn, bring it close to home. Actually, an Arizona boy, grew up in the Southeast Valley, and has a product that would fix, well, I'll let him tell you. Spencer, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
So tell me about your product.
Yeah, so our product is called FiberFix, and it is the world's strongest repair wrap. FiberFix was actually inspired by the medical casting tape that doctors use for broken bones.
Okay, and so you were on your BMX bike, did a flip, busted a leg, and while you're sitting there watching the cast, you were inspired by this? is this how it all came to fruition?
Where did that inspiration come from?
There had to be a broken bone somewhere in this story here.
Close. It wasn't me actually riding the BMX bike, but close. Yeah, we actually had heard a story about a doctor that was just driving along on an ATV during a hunting trip, and in his personal first aid kit, he carried medical casting tape. And his ATV broke down, and he was able to use the casting tape to make a repair, and we heard the story and we just got thinking, oh my gosh, like, you can use casting tape to fix more than just broken bones. Like, maybe you could use it to fix, like a broken exhaust pipe. Maybe you can use it to fix broken tools around the home or do an emergency hose repair or emergency pipe repair. And so we just started experimenting with different resins and experimenting with different weaves, and we found a combination of weave and resin that could bond to wood, metals, and plastics and was extremely easy and cost-effective for your average householder to use.
So you mentioned a few things there, exhaust pipes. I'm going to test it on a post hole digger that I have, you know, the two handles that you shove in the ground. One of those handles broke off. I'm going to use it to test that. But it looks – I did not make that connection of medical casting, but, I mean, it's exactly what it looks like. Explain how this how you would apply this onto let's use your broken exhaust pipe, for example.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And just to specify, too, for exhaust pipe, we actually have a specific product that's called the FiberFix Heat Wrap that's meant for high temperatures, but it works very similar to our original FiberFix product. But FiberFix is super easy to use. All you have to do is, I mean, it comes in a little airtight pouch. You can find it at Home Depot. You can find it at Ace or Lowe's or True Value. You just open this pouch. You dip the roll of tape in water, and then that activates the resin in the tape. Then you wrap it around the item that's broken, and you wait about 10, 15 minutes, and you'll feel the tape get a little warm. It doesn't get hot, just you'll feel it get a little warm, and then it will be fully cured, and you'll be able to go back to work.
Now, once I wet it, is this now like duct tape where if it sticks to itself, you got to either tear those two pieces apart, or more often than not, you're just better off breaking that piece, throwing that tape away, and starting with a new wrap? Do I have to worry about it touching itself once I've wet it?
Huh. Great question. So that's a really good question. So we sell the tape in three different widths. We have a 1-inch, a 2-inch, and a 4-inch width based off the size of repair you're doing. And once you've opened that pouch and you're ready to make repair, you do need to use the entire roll. And it sticks to itself really well. And so you just anything you can conceivably wrap, the FiberFix repair wrap is going to do very, very well. And so there's multi-packs available out there, too. But, yeah, each pack represents one repair.
Your website and where the product's available?
Yeah. You can find the product available on our website as well, cyberfix.com. And you may have seen it was recently on ABC's Shark Tank, and that's why a lot of buzz was created on that show around the product. And there's been a lot of people going for FiberFix recently.
We appreciate it, Mr. Spencer Quinn, originally from Arizona, and his new FiberFix that was showcased at the 2014 National Hardware Show. FiberFix.com.